This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Confident I made the right decision, the decision that's consistent for the rule of law. An attorney general who doesn't follow the law is not very effective in leading the Department of Justice.
There's so much to jump to, I don't know where to start, but we start with Jeff Sessions, who says he doesn't regret recusing himself from the Russia investigation, the attorney general for now. Anyway, we'll see what the president does. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Who better to kick things off with us than Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News? Ellen, first, that deal with Sessions, what do you think? Is he going to get booted or no?
It's unclear whether he's going to get booted, because I think if it was up to Trump, he would. But I think there's so much pushback from the other Republicans. You know, the thing about the Senate is once they turn off the light, people are friends with each other. They may argue like cats and dogs in front of the C-SPAN cameras, but when you turn off those cameras, they are friends, and that includes Democrats and Republicans, and they're going to protect their own, and they see that Jeff Sessions is one of their own. And so I think Trump does not understand, as does the new communications director, Scaramucci, understand how Washington works.
I love that. Perfect way to segue into this. What's going on with Scaramucci and Priebus? There's some craziness. In fact, Scaramucci called Priebus a paranoid schizophrenic.
He did, and he called him a paranoiac, and he claimed that the Republican Party chairman will be asked to resign very shortly. And this was what he said to the New Yorker, the magazine. I mean, it's unbelievable. He just called up the guy, wanted to find out who leaked him, expected a reporter to tell him, which of course he wasn't going to, and that's what happened.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up,
can you?
You
can't make this stuff up. No, you cannot. I mean, it just gets worse every day.
It does. And then what's going on with Sarah Huckabee, you notice that Freudian slip, Huckabee Sanders, and what she had to say about Priebus? It seems like she's just the fire putter outer or starter.
Well, she said the president can be unhappy with somebody but still want to keep them on, but she would not say anything about whether Priebus stays or not. And so she, you know, she's just playing it cool.
Yeah.
Because, of course, she works for Scaramucci right now, and now she doesn't work I'm having a senior moment on his name. You know who I'm talking about.
Melissa McCarthy made fun of him the whole time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
Actually, she put him on the map as going to make him a lot of money, too. Sean Spicer.
yes, Sean Spicer. That's good. That's funny that we couldn't think of his name. Shows you, once you're out, boom, you're out. We forget your name,
right,
just like that.
Out. But anyway, you know, she doesn't work for him anymore. She works for Scaramucci.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's just such craziness.
By the way, and just between now, right when we're on the air, and 2 a.m., there's going to be a vote. We're not exactly sure when it's going to happen on the health care bill in the Senate.
Wow. So what's your gut tell you on that?
My gut says it's going down, but again, I don't know. You know, things tend to rise up stronger than ever because there's so much pressure put on by Mitch McConnell and the president.
Yeah. And then there was, so obviously we're keeping watch on that. And then there was the craziness of the president's tweets again, the whole thing on the trans policy, the Pentagon announcing the president's statement.
Right. He discussed the trans policy with members of the military, with the Pentagon people. But the Pentagon people don't exactly admit to it. They were said they were surprised by it. In fact, the Secretary of Defense basically found out the day before. And they have not put any policy in place as to whether they're going to let trans people who are openly serving right now to continue to serve.
Wow.
And he's gotten some pushback from Republicans because Republicans are basically saying, hey, anybody who passes the physical and the mental and can serve, let's let them serve.
Yeah. Yeah, that, yeah, there
and
you go.
And also, he made that announcement yesterday, which was the 69th anniversary of Truman integrating the armed services. Didn't exactly, his timing wasn't too good.
No kidding, timing wasn't good. All right, and then we go back to Russia again, the Russia sanctions. What's the scoop on that?
So what happened is that, as you know, that there has been a question about whether there's going to be a Russian sanctions bill. And there has been one in both in the House and the Senate. In the House, it was 235 to 192. That's the spending bill. That's another bill. But there were only like three people in the Senate that did not vote for the Russian sanctions bill. It's veto proof. He's going to have to sign it no matter what he feels about Russia. The American people, via their senators and their Congress people, have spoken, and they want sanctions.
Yeah, wow. So what else exciting is happening in Washington?
Well, as I was just saying, there was a vote about the Make America Secure Appropriations Bill. It bundles four of the 12 appropriations bills. There used to be 13 appropriations bills. Now there's 12. And that funds the government, and the chamber and the House wrapped up the vote at 235 to 192, not veto-proof, but it looks like that is going to happen as well. So now it goes to the Senate, but the question is, does anything happen in the Senate at all today? Or before September 30th on this bill? And, you know, are they just going to vote for a continuing resolution? It'd be very surprising if they actually agree on a bill. Also today, this was fascinating. The press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, was asked whether Scaramucci has been sworn in yet. She said, no, she didn't think he had yet been sworn in. And then he was asked about his, you know, private security clearance and all that, and she said, well, we don't discuss that. So this is fascinating.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's unbelievable.
You cannot make this stuff up, and it just comes so fast and furious that you just wonder how Trump is going to deal with this.
Yeah, exactly. How is he going to deal with it? We'll see. We'll see what, it's a poker term, what happens on the river card when they finally turn it over. And it's just crazy. Ellen Ratner, great to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good stuff from Ellen. She knows, she's covered so many presidents, and boy, it's just wild. As she said, fast and furious how this is all, you know, starting to be laid down, and the Scaramucci-Priebus feud is at a crazy boiling point, and I'm sure that's the headlines all over the place, but just even in listening to them. And then listening to what Ellen said, that the Joint Chiefs said there is no change in the transgender policy until Trump sends the Pentagon direction. And, you know, you've got a little bit of confusion there, that's for sure. And then we'll see what happens ultimately on this skinny Obamacare repeal bill. What's in it? I'm going to hit you up with all of that next here on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll heave you, she'll unheave you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious.
As I stated earlier this week, I'm not supportive of the legislation as it stands today. I'm not the bad guy here. I'm actually a team player. I'm trying to honor the request by our leadership to keep the process alive.
You just heard from Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham, the last one there. I'm not the bad guy. So what does the skinny repeal bill look like? Here's the deal. It defunds Planned Parenthood for a year. And it eliminates the individual mandate and repeals the employer mandate for 8 years. So that would lead to about 16 million more people uninsured. This is according to the Congressional Budget Office, if you remember. The bill is called the Health Care Freedom Act. It also repeals the medical device tax for 3 years, increases contribution limits to health savings accounts for 3 years. I'm just giving you some of the broad strokes. A vote on the bill is expected while we're on the air. Then lawmakers could offer amendments to the legislation. Some key senators have said they plan to support it, setting up a conference with the House if it's approved. So who knows? It's not expected to necessarily get approved, but, you know, we don't know. The skinny bill was released at 5:15 on Thursday. Four Republican senators threatened to block the repeal effort. That's where we're at. House Speaker Paul Ryan, even issued a statement saying if moving forward requires a conference committee, that is something the House is willing to do, saying that he, what happens that the House expected the Senate to pass a conference report first. So that's where you heard there. Lots of people reacting. John McCain was one of them. Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pushed members to back the bill in a floor speech, saying it would end the harm President Obama's health care law imposed on the nation by eliminating the core elements. And again, what are the core elements? It's what I said before, talking about defunding. It would also defund, well, a couple of things. So this is what it would do. With this skinny legislation, it repeals the medical device tax 3 years, increases contribution limits to health savings accounts. That's one thing. The main part, though, defunds Planned Parenthood for a year, permanently eliminates the individual mandate. So no mandate to pay, repeals the employer mandate for 8 years, which is really, really big. Senator Rob Portman from Ohio said something earlier in the day. He would vote on a skinny bill. He would do it. The skinny bill doesn't end extra federal money for Medicaid expansion. That could change in conference, though. So this could change. This could change, and that's part of what the deal is. By putting it in this form that it's in right now, there is that possibility. I'm just saying there is that distinct possibility that we might see it. So what say you, America? If you want to chime in, you can dive on the internet. Hit me up at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Or also on the digits 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Best way to jam on this. This is huge news, obviously. Unfolding, that's the beauty of America Tonight, unfolding as we are doing this show, and we will bring you the latest as it happens. I'm having a lot of people that are sending me some texts and whatnot of what's going on at this point, and senators are going to be beginning voting on whether to go ahead with this bill that I just mentioned that would partially repeal Obamacare. Partially repeal it. So premiums would jump. Get ready for this, folks. Premiums would jump 20% next year under this skinny repeal. And Republican Senate not on the floor, not taking questions on the bill. This is the kind of stuff that is happening right now. McCain a holdout at this point in this debate on this health care. 16 million more uninsured, but to be sure, that's not until 2026. So this is wild to watch this happen, to figure out what's going to happen here. And I, just like Ellen said, I do not have a crystal ball on this. I'm just giving you the broad strokes as this drama is unfolding, because we've been talking about it so long. How many times have I jumped on this air and said, besides Russia, 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 healthcare, healthcare, healthcare? I know I've said at least 50 times, open up your wallet, open up your purse, pull out your insurance card and tell me if you understand what's covered and what's not covered. And no matter if you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent, or frustrated by any of the parties, one thing that unites us is the commonality is healthcare, right? And I've made the comment. What did my great-grandmother used to scare me and say when I was a kid? If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Well, never true. Never more true than now, where I had a doctor who said, what's your best bet on combating this is just to stay healthy, right? So who specifically it will affect and who it doesn't affect depends on how much money you make. It does. Depends on how much money you make. Work for a good company. You work for a great company that's taking care of you and you've got good benefits. Chances are where it may change a little, maybe even in the premiums, it's still, especially if you have a massive amount of people, it might not smash you between the eyes. If you're somewhere in the middle people, like myself and probably a lot of other people out there, anybody in the middle, we're going to feel that push. And we're going to be the ones that are going to get those premiums that are going to dive up 20%, and that's next year. So start thinking about those second jobs you might be getting. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, oh, it's not looking good for you with this health care thing. But we still, I still say this, we still don't know because there's some holdouts, there's some debate on this skinny repeal. I understand the why. We know that there's massive problems with the ACA the way it is. And remember, that was one of the, I think one of the biggest problems was when it was passed. The thought was, when I remember talking to both chambers of Congress people, we went to Washington so many times, where what would we hear over and over again? Listen, hang on tight, because what will happen is we'll fix what's not right. And of course, it wasn't fixed. Nothing would get fixed, because then you have to go through that process, those votes and everything else again. That is so darn tough. So incredibly tough. I'm getting a couple of notes here from some of you. We're going to go to the mailbag in our next segment, but I will say this one. This one from Veronica. Kate, I can't believe it. This whole healthcare thing makes me sick to my stomach, because I really don't understand with my family what's covered and what's not already. So I'm very worried it could have a dramatic effect on us, especially as we are definitely very much in the middle class. Not destitute, but certainly not wealthy. Time to play the lottery. And then I got this one from Don, who says, it's very confusing and bananas to me as to what's going on with healthcare. No discussion, no healthcare professionals involved in the discussion. And boy, Kate, to me, that just seems so depressing. With the intelligent people we have in this country, you've said it many, many times, is there no way to fix this divide? And is there no way to involve the people who really know what's happening instead of the people who don't know a damn thing? This is why, my friends, you vote. This is why you try to get the people to represent you that you think best represent you. And this is why you pay attention to what, frankly, what's happening out there. The more you pay attention, the more you hold their feet to the fire, the more you understand the repercussions on your own lives. I always call it the tsunami that washes over us from Washington, D.C. And there is some vagueness to all of this, and it is a drama, we know that. And not good where it is now, but we don't want it to be ridiculous either. That's why there's some holdouts, worried about what direction it will take. All right, 855-266-5283, we're diving in the mailbag next.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Gigolini America tonight, a big night in D.C. Bleary-eyed senators eating cheap pizza are waiting for this vote to go down any moment on the skinny repeal. We're talking about health care. It affects all of us. So stay tuned. Buckle up. It's a 7-year deal on the line. It really is. Some of you were commenting on healthcare earlier as I went through my mailbag. In fact, we're going to dive there right now. Maybe we gave the guy the night off. We can't pay his healthcare. So it'd be mailbag.
The mail is here.
There we go. I knew Homer would come through. I was positive of it. All right, so here's the deal. This one is from Joey, who says, yo, I love this, yo, Katie. Only my friends from Jersey call me Katie, but I don't think Joey knows me from Jersey. And Joey says, I am so sick of these morons. Seriously, in D.C., I don't care what they call themselves, Republicans, Democrats, zoo animals. It just seems as though no one has any, cojones to do what's necessary. Obamacare is not the answer. But ripping everything to shreds with no credible way to relate how it will affect people is just as lousy and lame as ever. Wow, short and sweet. So let me remind everyone, under Obamacare, employers with 50 employees or more were subject to the mandate. If they didn't provide affordable coverage, they would get penalized. So the House legislation and the Senate bill would repeal the employer mandate permanently, right? Now, I think the thing that's essential for most people, or for a lot of people anyway, is this pre-existing conditions and the fact that people were getting discriminated. So Obamacare did change the way insurance companies handled discriminating against people with pre-existing conditions. For example, that included mental health, which this country is disgusting and disgraceful, the way mental health is handled. And you know how I feel about that. We've had psychologists and psychiatrists on this show forever to come on and talk about horrific things that have happened and why certain things aren't happening. So that's just one little element. Now, the skinny repeal bill would give states more flexibility in implementing some of the regulations, including the essential health benefits and the out-of-pocket spending limit. Just what that would mean for consumers, we don't know, because states have to make sure their waivers don't cause people to become uninsured. So there's some real confusion with this. I mean, there just is. They can't waive the rules that ban insurers from rejecting consumers or charging them more because they have a pre-existing condition. So I think the states are going to, it's going to be back on their lap, and they're going to have to figure out what to do. They're just going to have to figure out what to do. All right, this one is from Bill, who says, Kate, health insurance is, you know what, is kind of like walking down the aisle. You're not sure what you're getting. You're excited because you think something new and better is happening. But at the same time, you're not really sure what you're getting. You know what I'm saying? Come see, come saw. And once you're married, you're stuck with it. And I guess that is my point. When you're stuck with it, forget this rehaul, reclaiming, throwing in amendments. It doesn't, you've said it, and you're absolutely right. That was the problem with Obamacare. And you illustrated it many, many times as you made the march to Washington. Exactly. Because what I would be told by all the people I talk to that have a vote in power is, listen, there's things we don't like, but we need to get this passed. So if we get people on board, we pass it, voila, then we can tweak it, we can fix it, we can work with the other side, we can make this, you know, happen. We can make it happen. Yeah. I don't know. Stay healthy, America. Just stay healthy. Here's what I say to you. You like candy? You like chips? I got it. Put down the chips. Eat a few less chips. And that's not even going to prevent you from getting some of the things that you can get, but I'm just saying, watch the portion sizes. Yeah. Just watch. Be careful. All right, here's one from Tivia, and Tivia says, hi, Kate. I know that sometimes you talk about lighter sides, and you make me laugh hysterically. I think you're a really funny woman. I'm wondering who you think is funny. Who would be your source for funny if you were to point them out? Ugh, my source for funny. I like a lot of different people. I'm very open-minded when it comes to comedy because I think it takes a lot of guts. If we're just talking about pure comedians, I think it takes a lot of guts to do that for a living. I'll tell you who I really like, and he's a clean comedian, is Jim Gaffigan. I think he is so funny. It's the ordinary that he turns into extraordinary. And that's what I like about really good comedians, how they look at things and how they tweak things to mean something else, and how darn funny. I mean, how bloody funny it is. And he's one of those guys. And he's also one of the voices on Bob's Burgers. And he's a funny comedian. He's one of the wealthiest too. I think I read a list somewhere where he makes I don't know, 30 million or something. He's got a bunch of kids, so they're all going to go to good colleges, it looks like. And you know what? I still think Seinfeld is really a funny guy. He's another guy. He's a clean comedian, and he takes things, you know, he takes the ordinary and looks at it in a different way, and he still is very good at that. And that's why Seinfeld, which was really a show about nothing, could be very funny, had really funny lines and funny moments in Seinfeld because of how he talked about, you know, did they ever think about that and who thinks of that, and just how he came up with the inspiration for his comedy is just very, very good. He's excellent. So there's a couple of them. Female comedians, I like Amy Schumer. She can be very blue, but she can be very, very funny, and she's had some hard things in her life, and she earned her stripes on the road, that's for sure. And I think she also has a funny way to look at things, and Trainwrecked is actually, I think, is a really good movie, and it's not A Streak of Blue, by the way. So Trainwreck is one that you can see, and it's funny, it's clever, works, absolutely. It works 100%. All right, here's one from Chris, who says, Kate, I know that you have talked about this before, Jeff Bezos and Amazon, but I read a story about Amazon could become the first $1 trillion company, and their stock has really exploded. I bet you're not shocked by that, are you? No, I'm not shocked by that. You know why I'm not shocked by that? Because this guy put the I in innovation. He stole the I from somewhere else, and he slapped it in front of it for his company because it is brilliance. The Whole Foods deal, does it violate antitrust laws? That's one thing. But Amazon planning to acquire the grocery chain, you know, how many people are they going to put out of business? The answer is a lot. When you can get things delivered the way you can get things delivered now, from Amazon, it's incredible. I have a nephew visiting from Florida, and he needed a battery for his camera. I think they threw it from Florida, and it smashed into my front door. I mean, seriously, that's how quickly it got here. And if the whole thing happens with Whole Foods, forget it, all bets are off. I mean, it's a game changer. He has used the internet as the biggest game changer. Right? Better prices, better information, all of that. And so that's what people want. So if you can get better prices, of course you could go to Amazon. You get deliveries, you go to Amazon. I mean, yeah. Why wouldn't you do that? So he wins. He wins. He has won the game. Unless suddenly he falls down, and I don't see how that is, because everything he touches just seems to get it just seems to get bigger and badder. I'm just saying that. All right, this one is from Paul, who says, Kate, did you know that Tom Brady is going to be 40 years old? Yeah. Of course I knew he was going to be 40 years old. Isn't it crazy? He's won 5 Super Bowls. Now, there's a guy who's like in incredible health. He's like a health nut. He doesn't eat any crummy food. He doesn't even drink any alcohol. And he's incredibly fit. I don't blame the Crafts for saying he can play as long as he wants. I would say the same thing. You know? I mean, seriously. He eats healthy, and an age for him is definitely just a number. That's why he still can play at a high level in the NFL, and he's still running the offense for the Patriots. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I serve at the pleasure of the president. If he wants to make a change, he can certainly do so, and I would be glad to yield in that circumstance, no doubt about it.
Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, saying, hey, you want me to step away? I will step away. And we are rounding the bend for this final segment for this hour of America tonight. While I am speaking, the Senate is debating on the skinny repeal of Obamacare. At this point, they say skinny repeal because very little would be, it would just be a few huge differences, but it would be a skinny repeal, so it would be a little bit different. We've got name-calling in D.C. We've got Jeff Sessions teetering on being booted and then saying Trump's criticism kind of hurtful. But it's his decision. He's right. He serves at the pleasure of the president. So whatever Trump decides, if he wants to boot him, then he boots him. Right? That's it. That's what's going to happen. We are 40 days away from the NFL. So on this show, it means that we will go back to our Nail the Score deal, your chance to win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight. And who knows? Maybe you will win. You might get lucky. You never know. You never know. All right, so let's dive into this for a second, the name calling in D.C. The problem is putting one explosive person with another, one experienced politician with someone who's not. So in less than a week, the communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, managed to really get himself in there with an obscenity-filled conversation with a reporter where he attacked some other staff members. He did a phone call with Ryan Lizza from The New Yorker, who is, in fact, the chief Washington correspondent, and Scaramucci kind of let things fly like he was a blue comedian, and he railed against Rents Priebus, calling him a paranoid schizophrenic. He also insulted Steve Bannon, who is the chief strategist, and threatened to fire the entire White House communications team. Lizza and Scaramucci never asked for, said Scaramucci never asked for the conversation to be off the record. It's called OTR, buddy, OTR, off the record. So not experienced, and this is what happens. In fact, I mean, he dropped a lot of F-bombs that, of course, we can't use here on America Tonight, this clean show. But this is what happened. He opened a call to the reporter demanding the source of a tweet he sent outlining the president's dinner plans with political pundit Sean Hannity and Bill Shine, who used to work at Fox. So he said he couldn't go into the information. And then that's when he went nuts and said he would fire the whole White House communications staff. And, you know, just went into this whole thing. And said, you know, here's the thing. You're an American citizen. This is a major catastrophe for the American country. That's what Scaramucci said of the leaked presidential dining information. So it's this whole leaky stuff again. So Scaramucci suspects Priebus of leaking the Trump dinner guest because he said Priebus was worried about not being invited. And then Scaramucci called Priebus a paranoid schizophrenic and used some nasty language to compare Priebus trying to block Bill Shine's access to Trump to Priebus's reported attempts to keep him from the job as communications director. Are you following the bouncing ball? Yeah. So then Scaramucci tweeted out right before dinner, I sometimes use colorful language. I will refrain in this arena, but not give up my passion and my passionate fight for Donald Trump's agenda. So there you go. D.C. with a different set of eyes. That's it. That's what we're talking about. D.C. Right? Yes. That's D.C. for you. I have to bring this up because I know that a lot of you are listening to us in this area, and hopefully you've already evacuated. I've spent some time here, but this island in the Outer Banks that has to be evacuated, they're saying by noon on Friday, Hatteras Island is a popular vacation destination. And, of course, this is the middle of the summer. Contractors building a new bridge connecting the Outer Bank Islands drove a steel post through an underground electrical transmission cable. That's not good. So they're saying the earliest power would be restored would be Friday evening, but it could take weeks to get electricity back up and running. So all non-residents have to leave for everyone's safety. Wouldn't it be a bummer? You get your family down there. I mean, it's popular. You get your family down there. You spend who knows how much money to pay for whatever. And then you have no electricity. And you're talking about like 9,000 plus customers. And I'll say it again. That's an island that is heavily traveled for people who are vacationing. People who have houses and are renting them out. But it's the bummer if you're the person, well, regardless, if you're the person in the place and it was some bungled electrical thing, you can bet someone's going to pay for that. Big time that's happening. So John McCain, the latest report I have of McCain is he was sitting alone. The Senate is talking about voting on the skinny repeal. There's a bunch of conversations happening all over the place. Open for business, Congress is at this point. speaking of not being up for business, Delta is thinking of getting out of, or they are pulling out of Venezuela. I have a friend who's from Venezuela, has lived in the United States for a while, and the last Delta flight is going to leave Caracas on September 17th. The airline cut service to Venezuela 3 years ago because of the dispute with the government, and there's all kinds of problems in Caracas, which is so sad. And they're, you know, what here's what the is happening. U.S. airlines are trying to claw back the $3.8 billion in profits they say are frozen in Venezuela by President Maduro's administration. Maduro has called a referendum that would allow him to rewrite the Constitution and strip his political opponents of power. So critics, both in the U.S. and elsewhere, say there's like no democracy in Venezuela. Any signs of democracy are not, are waning thin. Waning thin. And it's been nothing. I mean, this was a rich country where they had a lot of everything. Now they don't have food. Hospitals are overcrowded. It's the point of no return. Reckless abandon. It used to not be that way. But socialism started in 1999, and then the rest is history. And boy, it's been a nightmare. And Hugo the Butcher Chavez picked Maduro to succeed him, and Maduro kept up what the practices were. So the whole idea of what they were doing, fixing prices for everything, declaring farmland state property, then abandoning them, doing all kinds of things, the money just dried up, just flew out the window. So Venezuela is running out of cash. I mean, it is on the verge of massive collapse. Politically, economically, any way you can imagine, every which way but loose, as the movie title proclaimed. It's insane. Really, honestly, it is. It's brutal. And we end on this. As a child, I can remember watching Rocky and Bullwinkle. Oh, I loved Rocky and Bullwinkle, I did. June Foray, the iconic voice of Rocky and Natasha in the popular Rocky and Bullwinkle show, died on Wednesday. You know how old she was? 99. She started voice work at age 12. She performed local radio dramas. And she was known as the cartoon queen, most famous for her voicings of Rocky the Flying Squirrel and Natasha on the Rocky cartoon show. RIP. Awesome work. Thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight, everybody.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.